Dennis Brennan is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist who has described his brand of rock as totally unfashionable. Nevertheless, he's been pretty popular in Boston, where he lives, yet most of his life he's had to hold down day jobs. He even briefly gave up performing to take a job as a warehouse foreman. Now at the age of 44, he's quit his job, and he has his first CD under his own name. It's called Jack in the Pulpit. Jeffrey Himes wrote in the Washington Post that it proves that blue-collar retro rock is as artistically vital as it is commercially moribund. We asked Dennis Brennan to stop by and play one of his original songs that's also included on the new CD. It's called Teresa, and as you'll hear, it's inspired by Tex-Mex ballads.
Down on this road, there ain't much to do, so I just close my eyes and dream about you. You and that guy I met once or twice. That's all right, honey, I just hope he's treating you nice. Things here ain't so bad, I've made some friends. They make me laugh, but I can't pretend. When the night gets cold and I get blue, honey, I just wanna hold on to you. Oh, Teresa, Teresa, my dear, I stand accused and I'm guilty, I fear. We've lived our lives in a corner called hell. Now you're out there and I'm in the cell. And if you can't be here by midnight, if all of your connections fail, say a prayer for me. Finger your rosary, or I will have left this chair. I will see the cell door open. I'll hear the tolling bells. And if you can't be here by midnight, darling, I'm wishing you well. Every day I recall how I got to this place. I woke up one night with a gun in my face. I saw a badge, I saw blue. That boy couldn't have been more than 22. I heard his scream, I grabbed his gun. He broke free and he started to run. Back of the head, it wasn't clean. Meanest thing that I've ever seen. Oh, Teresa, Teresa, my dear, I stand accused and I'm guilty, I fear. We've lived our lives in a corner called hell. Now you're out there and I'm in this cell. And if you can't be here by midnight, if all of your connections fail, say a prayer for me. Finger your rosary, for I will have left this chair. I will see the cell door open. I'll hear the tolling bells. And if you can't be here by midnight, darling, I'm wishing I am wishing you well.
Dennis Brennan playing his song Teresa, and that song is also included on his new album, Jack in the Pulpit. Now, what came first for you, singing, writing, playing guitar?
Singing. I sang Louie Louie at a town hall dance when I was 14 years old. And I was in rock bands, and I played bass for a little bit in high school. You know how things break up. The bass player left, so I had to learn how to play bass. I did that, and then after high school, I really became fixated and fascinated by soul music and rhythm and blues.
Like, and who just, in particular?
most of the Stax Volt stuff and the Southern things that were going on, I just really thought that was the songwriters like Don Covey and Bobby Womack, things like that, just completely floored me. And, you know, I moved from the small town that I came from, Berlin, which is in the middle of the state of Massachusetts, a little dairy town, and moved to Boston and got in a band with a bunch of like-minded people. But we were sort of, it was Don Quixote-like. We'd be playing all these songs that nobody ever heard. We didn't care if they were popular. Most of them were album cuts and everything. But they, as far as we were concerned, they were great songs. They were things like stuff off Bobby Womack's record, More Than I Can Stand, and some James Brown stuff that weren't big hits, but were great songs. And we just sort of find them and do them. And, you know, we got a small following, but it never translated into a recording contract or anything.
Want to do a little bit of James Brown for us?
Say what? Oh no, no, I couldn't do that.
Your acoustic guitar.
No, that's about it. You
know. How about something else from your Stax Volt era?
Okay. Well, I can't. Let me see. I can probably do a. The first song that we had that was popular, that got played on the radio, it went to number one on our little local charts. The radio station would play tapes and everything. Was a song that I had sort of ripped from Bobby Womack, and I can probably play a verse for you or something.
Good.
So it's a, oh man, this is, I haven't done this in a long time. I've got my reasons, and there's more than a few. Why I spend so much time trying to avoid you. I start to lose control when I know that you're near. Just can't get a grip, baby, when I'm covered in this fear. Here's the part I really stole from Bobby Womack. When the sweat beats up and my knees get weak, tongue gets tired and I can't seem to speak, I realize I'm out of time. Your love is catching up with me. I can't believe I'm doing this. All right, that's enough of this.
Why is it so surprising to
Because I haven't done this song in 20 years, in 15 years. It's been a long time.
Now, tell me about developing your voice when you started to sing.
Well, especially when I discovered that I really love soul music, it became sort of a problem because the people that I admired had great voices, and they were all black. They're all black, and it became a strange thing. You know, I mean, there was this sort of thing in the 70s where there were a lot of bands that were sort of having hit records, but they had, you know, black sounding singers, and, you know, they obviously had been in bar bands for years and everything. And the band I was in, the Martells, was kind of like that, but, you know, I just couldn't do that thing. I couldn't do the white boy, sing that funky music white boy type of thing. I couldn't do it. It always came out sounding like some sort of country guy singing, and that's why I sort of gravitated towards the more rural type soul music, the Stax Volt thing, because that sort of felt more comfortable to me rather than the slick stuff.
You're in your 40s now. You're on your first tour. A lot of performers go on the first tour when they're in their 20s or maybe even in their teens. Mm-hmm. Do you feel disappointed that you're doing it so much later, or are you just glad to be doing it?
When I decided I was going to go play and do my own stuff, I sort of told myself that I wasn't going to think about let things like that bother me. I mean, there's the old Muddy Waters story about, you know, after he got discovered by the you know, young white crowd in the 60s in the blues revival and everything, you know, they had asked him basically the same question: how do you feel about that? And he said, well, you know, I wish they had known me, I wish they'd gotten me when I was, you know, in my prime, when I was, because he was in his 50s by then. I wish you had gotten a hold of me, you know, when I was really doing it. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I just figured out how to do this time. Well, there's a reason why that, you know, I'm doing it now. And the reason why is because I just didn't have it together before, really. And it wasn't until I really figured out what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it that I'm doing this now. So I don't have any second thoughts about it. I'm glad to be out doing this now enjoying myself.
Dennis Brennan, thanks a lot for being with us. Dennis Brennan's new CD is called Jack in the Pulpit. It's on Upstart Records, which is distributed by Rounder. This is Fresh Air.